到西安参加特别聚会。
I thank the Lord for the past two weeks. The Lord had led us to the East, the West Coast Conference.
也让我们能够去温哥华旅行。
We also traveled to Vancouver.
能够在各地能够看到神的百姓、神的子民，心里实在是非常的喜乐。
Everywhere we go, we visited the saints there, and our heart is truly joyful.
在西雅图的聚会里面。也看见神实在与我们众人同在。
In the conference in Seattle, we truly see that the Lord's presence is with us.
也为着圣徒的服事，心里很受感动。
And through all the ministries from the saints, our hearts are also deeply moved.
我就讲一件小小的事情。
I want to give you a small example.
因为我的家人需要早一点离开，所以呢，他们要比我先回到休斯顿。
Because my family members had to leave earlier than I did, and they had to leave a day earlier.
因为我们买的机票是比较便宜的，所以订位置呢非常的困难。
We have a purchased a cheaper fare, so it was difficult to get the times that we want.
所以那天早上呢，他们需要坐早上六点钟从西雅图起飞的飞机。
That morning they have to leave Seattle at 6 o'clock in the morning.
在我们住的营地离开西雅图还有25 miles.
And from the conference site to Seattle is about 25 miles.
我们还有很多的行李需要来 check in.
We have a lot of luggage which we need to check in.
所以我们算一算呢，我们那天早上要从那里要四点钟我们就要出发。
So we calculate the time that we need to leave the campsite about 4 o'clock in the morning.
就在前一天晚上聚会以后呢，西雅图服事的弟兄他就把我们第二天的早饭都送给我。
And the night before we have to leave, the brothers at Seattle has already sent us the breakfast for the next day.
因为第二天早上我们没有办法在营地里面吃早饭。
Because we cannot join the breakfast with the rest of the saints.
因为弟兄们就把早饭一包一包的就装好，头一天晚上就给我。
So they have pre-packaged breakfast and prepared them for us.
我们心里面实在是非常的感动。
Our hearts was very moved.
那这个不只是在事务上的一个服事，实在是在爱里面的一个服事。
Because this is not a ministry of work, but this truly is a ministry in love.
那 conference 有很多很多的弟兄姊妹，有上千的弟兄姊妹。
In this particular conference, there are thousands of brothers and sisters there.
但是对着每一个弟兄姊妹的需要，他们是这样的注意。
But they pay such careful attention to everyone's need.
实在那里感觉到弟兄姊妹是这样的彼此相爱。
And there we truly felt the love between brothers and sisters.
早上我们来读圣经约翰福音第十章。
This morning we will turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
我们从第一节读到第十五节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 15.
我来读。
And I will read it for you.
我实实在在地告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门。羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白所说的是什么意思。所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门，凡在我以先来的就是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. When he puts forth all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. And a stranger they simply will not follow, but will flee from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus spoke to them, but they did not understand what those things were which he had been saying to them. Jesus therefore said to them again, Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来，就撇下羊逃走。狼抓住羊，赶散了羊群。雇工逃走，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, beholds the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典，早上能够把我们聚集在你的面前。
Lord, thank you for your grace this morning. You can gather us before you.
主，当我们这样聚集的时候，主，我们何等盼望你向我们显现你自己的心意。
As we gather before you, how we desire to know your will.
主，我们把讲的，我们把听的人都仰望在主的手中。
Lord, commit the speakers and the hearer before you.
愿主早上怜悯我们众人。
May you have mercy on all of us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
今天早上在这里想借着这一段圣经，特别是从约翰福音十章十一节到第十五节，来思想一个题目，就是主是我们的好牧人。
This morning I want to take this opportunity to consider especially John chapter 10 verse 11 to 15 with you concerning the good shepherd.
这是我们众人都很熟悉的一段圣经。
This is the passage which is familiar to us all.
那今天早上特别在主的恩典的里面，我们求主让我们看见他是怎样的一个好牧人。
With the mercy of God, we pray that the Lord will show us that he is truly our good shepherd.
在十二节里面，他首先就说，他主耶稣说，我若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来就撇下羊逃走，狼抓住羊就赶散了羊群。
In verse 12, Jesus particularly said that he is not a hireling, because he who is a hireling is not a shepherd and is not the owner of the sheep. And when the wolf comes, they will leave the sheep and the wolf will snatch them and scatter them.
所以这里面我们所说的这个好牧人不是一个雇工。
Here we see that a good shepherd is not a hired hand.
他不是被人雇来看守羊群的。
He is not being hired to watch over the sheep.
这些羊群乃是他自己的羊群。
But these sheep belongs to him.
每一只羊都是他自己的。
Every sheep belongs to him.
每一只羊都是这个牧人的产业。
Every sheep is his inheritance.
在主耶稣那个世代的时候，这个牧羊的人，他们不是很富有的人。
In Jesus' time, the shepherds are not rich people.
很多时候一个牧羊的人他们不会有自己的房屋。
Many times the shepherd would not even own his own house.
所以当主耶稣降生的那天晚上，我们看见在旷野有很多牧羊人他们睡在旷野。
So at the birth of Jesus, we see that there were many shepherds sleeping in the wilderness.
旷野就是这些牧羊人的家。
Wilderness is the home to these shepherds.
这些羊群就是这些牧人的家。
And these sheep are the homes to the shepherds.
除了在地上有这一群羊以外，这些牧人他们什么都没有。
And besides this flock of sheep, the shepherds have nothing.
他们没有自己的产业。
They don't have their own inheritance.
他们没有自己的土地。
They don't have their own land.
他们也没有自己很多的钱财。
And they don't have their own wealth.
他们一生所有的就是这一群羊。
All that they have in their life are these sheep.
这个叫做那个时候的一个牧人。
And that was a shepherd at those days.
如果你今天碰到那样一个牧人，你问他说，你的财产有多少？
If you meet a shepherd today, then you will ask him, how much wealth do you have?
这个牧人就告诉你，我有几只羊。
The shepherd will tell you how many sheep he possesses.
这个羊就是他所有的产业。
Because the sheep is all that he has.
所以在那个拉丁文里面，这个钱呢，跟这个羊这两个字是很像。
In Latin, the word for sheep and money are very close.
因为在那个时候，人的钱，特别是那个牧羊人的钱，他的钱就是他的羊。
Because in those days, the sheep were his money.
所以一个在那个时候做一个牧人的人
，For a shepherd in those days,
他一切的产业都在羊群的身上。
All his inheritance rests in these sheep.
他一切的寄望和盼望也都在这个羊群的身上。
All his hope and future rest with these sheep.
这是一个好牧人的头一个条件。
This is the first requirement to be a good shepherd.
一个好牧人一定要牧养他自己的羊群。
To be a good shepherd, you must shepherd your own sheep.
一个好牧人必须要把这个羊群当作自己唯一的盼望。
A good shepherd sees these sheep as his only hope.
我们读以赛亚书第四十章。
We turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书第四十章第十一节。
Verse 11, Isaiah 40, verse 11.
以赛亚书第四十章第十一节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11.
这里说，他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群。用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那如羊小羊的。
Like a shepherd, he would tend his flock. In his arm, he would gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He would gently lead the nursing ewes.
以赛亚在这里说到，这个牧人乃是牧养他自己的羊群。
Isaiah tells us that this shepherd tends his own flock.
这个羊群是他的产业。
And these flocks are his inheritance.
每一只羊都是在这个牧人的看管之下出生。
Every sheep were born under the watchful eye of the shepherd.
每一只羊的光景，这个牧人都很知道。
And the shepherd knows each sheep's condition.
每一个羊的软弱，这个牧人都知道。
The shepherd knows the weaknesses of each sheep.
当这个羊走失的时候，是这个牧人去把它寻找回来。
When the sheep had gone astray, it was the shepherd who had found him.
当这个羊跌倒的时候，是这个牧人把它扶起来。
When the sheep has fallen, it was the shepherd that lifted him up.
当这个羊生病的时候，是这个牧人在那里照顾着。
When the sheep is sick, it was the shepherd that tends to the sheep.
不但如此，圣经说这个牧人用膀臂聚集羊羔抱在怀中。
Not only so, the Bible also tells us that in his arm he will gather the lambs.
那我这次与弟兄姊妹在那里聚集的时候
，This time as I was gathering with the brothers and sisters，
我心里面就有一个很深的一个感受。
I have a deep feeling within my heart.
当我们众人这样聚集的时候，实在不是去听一些新的道理。
As all the saints gather together, we're not there to listen to some new teachings.
我好像是看到是神用他的膀臂把他的儿女把他的羊群一同聚集在他的怀中。
It seems to me that God has used his arms to gather all his children together.
我记得早上的时候我们在一起晨更。
I remember in the morning we have a morning watch together.
先有一点交通以后呢，我们众人都在一起。
After some fellowship, all the saints were gathered together.
我们在同一个一个大厅的里面。
We are all within this one great hall.
在那里，有讲英文的，有讲国语的，也有讲广东话的。
There, there were people who speak English and speak Mandarin and also Cantonese.
就在那里，我们自己就形成一个小小的一些祷告的小组。
And there we will form small prayer groups.
同声的在那里一起祷告。
And we will pray in unison.
实在感谢神，在与弟兄姊妹在那样一同亲近主的时候。
I truly thank the Lord as we draw near to Him in such way.
里面真是有这样的感觉，好像神用他的膀臂把我们众人抱在他的怀中。
I felt that God has embraced all of us with His arm in His bosom.
我们感觉今天羊群似乎被主召集到他的脚前。
We felt that today God has called His sheep before Him.
我记得在礼拜天晚上聚会已经结束以后。
Sunday night after the meeting ended.
弟兄姊妹已经纷纷的离去。
And some brother sister has already left.
但是有少部分的弟兄们留下来，有点聚会。
And there were still some brothers left to gather.
那天晚上我们众人在一起，没有别的，我们在一起有点祷告。
That night we did not do anything else but just pray together.
那天晚上也实在有很深的这样一个感觉。
And that night I also have this deep feeling in my heart.
就是我们与神似乎非常的靠近。
It seems to me that we were so close to God.
好像是在他的怀中。
It seems like I was just sitting in his bosom.
似乎在这几天主对我们所施的恩典。
And in these days, the grace which he has bestowed upon us.
似乎在那天晚上在我们的身上显明出来。
And that night was totally manifested through us.
弟兄们，我们是主的自己的羊群。
Brothers, we are his own sheep.
因此主要来常常召集我们。
Therefore, God often gathers us together.
我们再读一处圣经，《生命记》三十二章。
We turn to Deuteronomy 32.
生命记三十二章第九节。
Deuteronomy 32, verse 9.
这是很特殊的一节圣经。
This is a very special verse.
他说：“耶和华的份。”本是他的百姓，他的产业本是雅各。
For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob is the allotment of his inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道当你读到这样的话语的时候，你的心里面有什么样的感觉？
Francis, I don't know how do you feel in your hearts when you read such kind of verse.
我们的神乃是创造这个宇宙的神。
Our God is the God that had created the universe.
所有这个宇宙里面受造之物都是他的。
Every creation in this universe belongs to him.
他可以有许多其他美好的产业。
He can have many other more beautiful inheritance.
但是他在这里却说，耶和华的份本是他的百姓。
But here he tells us that the Lord's portion is his people.
他的产业就是雅各。
His inheritance is Jacob.
神在这里很明白地告诉我们。
God tells us clearly here.
虽然在这个宇宙里面有许许多多他所创造的东西。
Although in this universe is full of his creation.
但是他的心乃是在他的百姓的身上。
But his heart rests upon his people.
只有这个百姓是他的产业。
Only these people is his inheritance.
只有这个百姓是他的盼望。
Only these people are his hope.
似乎所有其他受造之物他都没有在观看。
It seems that he did not observe any other creation.
他的心里乃是在看着他自己的羊群。
But his heart only watched over his flock.
难怪我们读圣经的时候。
No wonder as we read the scriptures.
我们常常觉得这个圣经怎么讲好多以色列人的事。
We often wonder why the Bible recorded so many things concerning the Israelites.
在神创造这么多东西里面，他创世纪两章就把它讲完了。
In all God's creation, he only took two chapters in Genesis to finish them.
然后他用了好多好多好多圣经，就讲以色列人，就讲以色列人。
And he used many, many pages to describe and tell us about the Israelites.
我想这里面我们就清楚看到神的心意，神的心乃是在他的百姓的身上。
I think here we can clearly see God's desire. His heart is upon his people.
这一件事我们需要神来开启我们的心。
This is something we need God to open the eyes of our heart.
所以保罗在以弗所书里面他有这样一个祷告。
And Paul has such prayer in Ephesians.
他要求主来照明我们心中的眼睛。
Ask God to enlighten the eyes of our inner heart.
让我们看见他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So that we may know the richness and the greatness of his inheritance in the saints.
很多时候我们没有看见这件事。
Many times we did not see this.
我们没有看见神在地上有一个宝贝。
We did not see that God has one treasure on this earth.
而这个宝贝就是他的百姓。
And this treasure is his people.
这个宝贝就是他的子民。
And this treasure is his people.
这个宝贝就是他的羊群。
This treasure is his flock.
当我们被主这样开启的时候。
When God opened our eyes.
我们看弟兄姊妹，我们就有另外一个看法。
We will see our brothers and sisters with it in a different light.
我们看到我们的弟兄姊妹，我们就认识这是神所宝贝。
As we see our brothers and sisters, we will know that these are the ones that God treasures.
这个是神所看重的。
This is what God deems important.
因此，我们碰见弟兄姊妹的时候，我们里头就有一个说不出来的亲切的感觉。
And as we meet one another, we will have such closeness between us.
我们好像是碰见很久不见的亲人。
It seems like we're meeting a relative which we have not seen for a long time.
这是在聚会里面我碰到一个弟兄。
This time I met a brother in the conference.
我从来没有见过。
I never met him before.
是一生都没有见过的。
I never met this person in my life.
但是我听过他的名字。
But I have heard of his name.
我从其他的弟兄的言谈里面知道有这么一个弟兄。
I have heard about this brother from other saints' conversation.
这个弟兄当然也没有见过我。
Of course, this brother have never met me either.
但是他也听过我的名字。
But he also heard about my name.
他也从其他的弟兄姊妹的言谈里面听过我的名字。
He heard about me through other saints' conversation.
那就我们在聚会里面呢，在看名牌的时候呢，就认识了。
And during the conference, we saw each other's name tag, and so we were acquainted.
我们好像是好久没有见到的那个朋友一样。
We were like a friend who have not seen each other for a long time.
弟兄姊妹，这只有在主的里面才有这种可能。
Brothers and sisters, this is only possible in Christ.
好像是老朋友没有见面。
We were like old friends who had not seen each other for a while.
从来没有见过的。
Yet we never met each other before.
连长相是什么都不知道。
I didn't even know what he looked like.
但是当我们看见彼此的时候，好像是老朋友一样。
But as we met each other, we were like old friends.
因为这是主的羊群。
Because we belong to the same flock.
这个是主所爱的。
This is what God loves.
这是主所宝贝的。
This is what God treasured.
因此我也宝贝他。
Therefore, I also treasure him.
弟兄姊妹，这个需要主来照明我们心中的。
And sister, we need God to open up our inner
eyes. 我们看见每一个神的儿女都是他的心中的宝贝。
So we see that every brother and sister is a treasure in God's eye.
好像我们能够进入神的感觉。
And then we can enter into God's feeling.
这是一个好牧人的头一个特点。
This is the first character of a good shepherd.
一个好牧人乃是以这个羊群做他的产。
A good shepherd take his flock as his inheritance.
我们再看往下看诗篇二十三篇。
We turn to Psalm 23.
第二节。
Verse 2.
这是我们非常熟悉的主的话。
Again, this is a very familiar verse.
诗篇第二十三篇第二节。
Psalm 23, verse 2.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
一个好牧人乃是喂养他的羊群的牧人。
A good shepherd is a shepherd that feeds his own sheep.
没有一个好的牧人会让他的羊群饥饿。
There is not a good shepherd that will allow his sheep to go hungry.
每一个好的牧人，他心里面有一件事 就是要喂养他的羊群。
Every good shepherd, will have this, work in his heart that is to feed the sheep.
如果一个牧人不重视他羊群有没有得到喂养，这不是一个好牧人。
If he doesn't care whether or not his sheep are hungry, then he is not a good shepherd.
我实在感谢神，在这些日子里面，我深深有一个感觉。
I truly thank the Lord that he lets me have this feeling in my heart.
我们的神亲自的喂养我。
That our God feeds us himself.
虽然从表面上，有的时候我们看见好像有人在那里说一些话。
Although outwardly we see that people are speaking his words.
不过这些所有为主说话的人不过是一个器皿。
But you see all these people who speak for God, they are just vessels.
是神亲自在喂养我们。
But it was God himself that comes and feeds us.
最近我们弟兄与弟兄们礼拜五一起来读约瑟的事。
Recently we were studying about Joseph on Friday night.
我们就看见神在约瑟的身上实在做了一件奇妙的事。
We see that God has done a wondrous work in Joseph's life.
神把约瑟很奇妙地带到埃及那个地方。
And God has, led Joseph to the land of Egypt.
然后在埃及那里，在七个丰年的里面，他预备了许许多多的粮食。
There in the seven bountiful years, he has prepared, much food.
然后，七个丰年之后就有七个荒年。
And after the seven bountiful years, the famines followed.
然后在那个七个荒年的里面，各处各方的人都到约瑟那里来买粮食。
In the 7 years of famine, everyone from all over comes to Joseph to purchase food.
在这件事情上，我们实在要敬拜神。
In this incident, we need to worship God.
我们看见神为以色列的百姓在那里预备粮食。
We see that God has prepared food for the people of Israelites.
甚至在以色列人不知道这件事以前，神已经预先把约瑟放在埃及。
Even before the Israelites realized, these things, God has already placed Joseph there.
他给约瑟有一个能够解梦的恩赐。
He gave Joseph a gift that he can reveal dreams.
所以他能够在监狱里面，为他们解梦。
So that in prison he can reveal dreams.
神又把那个异象给那个法老。
God also given the vision to Pharaoh.
然后又让约瑟能够替法老解梦。
And allow Joseph to be able to tell Pharaoh his dreams.
因此法老就把治理埃及全地的这个责任就给了约瑟。
Therefore Pharaoh has turned over the governing power to Joseph.
因此约瑟就能够在七个丰年的里面，他预备了很多很多的粮食。
And in the 7 years of bounties, Joseph was able to prepare and store up much food.
因此在那荒年的那七年的当中
In the 7 years of famine,
在地上只有约瑟有粮食。
Joseph was the only one who had food.
不管你有钱或是没有钱
Whether you have money or not,
就是你有再多的钱
No matter how much money you possess,
在那个七个荒年的里面，你唯一能够有粮食的一个路就是到约瑟那里。
In the 7 years of famine, you can only go to Joseph to buy food.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，约瑟在旧约里面就预表我们的主耶稣基督。
And sister, we all know that Joseph is a type of Christ in the Old Testament.
属灵的粮食乃是在基督耶稣的里面。
Spiritual food can only be found in Jesus Christ.
在荒年的里面，我们怎么样能够得到喂养
？In the years of famine, how can we be fed?
我们乃是要到约瑟那里去。
We have to go to Joseph.
不管你有钱还是没有钱。
Whether you have money or not.
如果你觉得你的里面饥饿。
If you felt hunger within you.
你要到约瑟那里去。
You must go to Joseph.
只有约瑟有粮食。
Because only Joseph has food.
别的地方都没有粮食。
You cannot find food anywhere else.
那个时候雅各就看见这件事。
At that time, Jacob saw this thing.
因此雅各就差遣他的儿子们到埃及去买粮食。
And Jacob sent his sons to Egypt to buy food from Joseph.
他的儿子就到了埃及，从埃及就买了一些粮食回来。
And his sons went to Egypt and purchased some food.
圣经告诉我们说，当时的饥荒很大，过了一些日子，那个粮食就吃完了。
The Bible tells us in those days the famine was great, and after some times the food ran out.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们今天的光景。
But sister, this is our condition today.
我们常常到约瑟那里去买一点粮食。
We will go to Joseph to purchase some food.
然后我们就带回到我们的地方，我们就在那里享受。
And we will bring the food back to where we live and enjoy the food.
然后过了一段时间，我们粮食又吃完了。
And after a while, we ran out of food.
所以雅各就差遣他的儿子再到埃及去。
So Jacob sent his son to Egypt again.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的光景。
Friends, sister, this is our condition.
因为我们活在的这个世代是一个饥荒的时代。
Because we live in this world full of hunger.
只有到约瑟那里才有粮食。
We can only find food in Joseph.
但是约瑟心里面有一个想法。
But Joseph has another will in him.
他盼望雅各和他的哥哥们全家都能够搬到埃及去。
His desire is for Jacob and his brothers all to move to Egypt.
他盼望他的全家都能够住在埃及。
He wants his whole family to live in Egypt.
能够与约瑟一同居住。
That they can live with him.
这样他们就住在粮仓的里面。
And this way, they are living in the storehouse.
这也是今天神向你我的一个心愿。
This is also the desire God has for you and I.
神不盼望我们只是做那班来买粮食的人。
God doesn't want us to be the people who just come and purchase the food.
好像偶尔来他的面前得到一点粮食。
It seems like we just come to him and just to receive a little bit food.
神的心像约瑟一样，盼望他的全家都能够来住在粮仓的旁边。
God's house is like Joseph. He wished his entire household to come and live with him in the storehouse.
这就是神的心意。
This is God's desire.
如果我们住在约瑟的旁边的时候，
If we live with Joseph,
我们就再不需要去买粮食。
Then we will no longer need to purchase food.
因为我们就住在粮仓的里面。
Because we live in the storehouse.
弟兄姊妹，当我在思想的时候啊，我就发现今天许多属灵的问题都是营养不良。
Brothers and sisters, as I was considering this, I discovered that many of our spiritual problems is due to spiritual malnutrition.
因为我们的里面没有得着属灵的供应。
Because within us, we were not fed.
我们常常活在属灵饥饿的里面。
We often live in spiritual hunger.
我们有的时候吃了，有的时候就没有得吃。
We will eat sometimes and go hungry for other times.
有的时候我们可能没有力气走到埃及去。
Sometimes we don't even have the strength to travel to Egypt.
因此我们就落在长期的软弱的当中。
Therefore, we live in continuous weakness.
感谢神，他就是我们的好牧人。
I thank the Lord because he is our good shepherd.
他是要亲自来喂养我。
And he will feed his sheep.
我越来越感觉，实在是主亲自来喂养我。
I truly felt that God himself comes and feeds his people.
不是任何一个人能够喂养我。
It's not a certain man that can feed us.
也不是任何一本书能够喂养我。
Or a certain book that can feed us.
只有神能亲自喂养我。
Only God himself can come and feed us.
这些年里面呢，我们住在附近的弟兄们，一个礼拜有一次早上聚在一起。
In the past several years,those brothers who live close by, we have a prayer meeting on Saturday morning.
我们聚在一起的目的呢，不是一个读经的聚会。
We gather together not to study the Bible.
我们聚在一起，就是希望能够到主的面前。
The purpose of the gathering is so that we can all come before God.
但是我们也愿意借着主的话来亲近他。
But we also want to come to God through His words.
在这些年的里面，我常常有一个深深的感觉。
And these years, I often have this feeling in my heart.
就是当弟兄们一同聚在主的面前，我们打开他的话的时候。
As the brothers gathered before him and we opened up his words.
主就在那里喂养我们。
And the Lord himself will feed us.
这实在是一种说不出来的一个感觉。
And this is a feeling you cannot describe.
不是有一个人去准备什么。
It is not that there will be someone who will be prepared for this meeting.
我们早上的时候，我们都没有先看过那个圣经。
In the morning when we get together, none of us have pre-studied the scripture.
我们只是简单的来到他的面前。
We just come to him simply.
但是我们在那里打开他话语的时候，他就喂养。
But as we opened up his words, he will feed us.
实在是非常的感谢他。
I truly thank him.
我们只要肯来到约瑟那里就有粮食。
All we need to do is to be willing to go to Joseph and we will receive food.
不管你是像流便一样是大哥。
Maybe you are like Reuben, you're the elder son.
或者你是便雅悯你是小弟。
Or you're the youngest one, the Benjamin.
那都不是问题。
It doesn't matter.
只要你肯来到约瑟那里。
As long as you're willing to come.
当你来到约瑟那里就有粮食。
You come to Joseph, you shall receive food.
来到约瑟的面前就有供应。
You come to Joseph, you shall be provided.
来到约瑟的面前里面就有饱足。
And you come to Joseph, you shall be fed.
弟兄姊妹我们是他的羊群。
But sister, we are his sheep.
他要来喂养我们。
And he shall come feed us.
他要把那个粮食放在我们的口袋里面。
He will place the food in our bags.
我们感谢神，神也呼召他的仆人在话语上帮助我们。
We also thank God that He has called His servants so that they can help us in His words.
但是这些神所兴起的仆人不过是一个分粮的一个器皿。
But these servants who God has called, they simply just dispense God's words.
他们好像是约瑟的那个仆人一样。
They are just like the servants of Joseph.
他们在那里把约瑟的粮用他的器皿。倾倒在我们的口袋里面。
They take the grains from Joseph and use vessels to pour into our bags.
这些分粮的人本身没有粮。
And these people who dispense food, they don't have food themselves.
这个分粮的人不过是神的一个器皿。
They are simply a vessel of God.
不过是约瑟的仆人。
They are just a servant of God.
那个粮食在主那里。
The food is in Jesus.
那个粮食在约瑟那里。
The food is in Joseph.
弟兄姊妹，今天。如果我们里头饥饿的话
But sister, if we have hunger within us,
我们的里头有缺乏的时候
If we felt any lacking within us,
我们到约瑟那里去
We need to go to Joseph.
在约瑟那里有丰富的粮食
There, we will find abundant grains.
弟兄姊妹神也需要有一些人能够起来为他分粮
But sister, God also needs people who will be willing to dispense food to others.
因为那个饥荒很大。
Because the famine is great.
今天的饥荒比那时候的饥荒更大。
Today the famine is greater than the famine of those days.
那个时候的饥荒只有七年。
At that time the famine was only for 7 years.
今天的饥荒超过七年。
But the famine of today is well beyond 7 years.
因此神的儿女落在饥饿的里面。
And when the children of God is fallen in hunger,
我们需要一般人起来做分粮的人。
We need people who can dispense food.
他们自己不是有粮。
They don't have food themselves.
这些分粮的人乃是与约瑟在一起的人。
These people are the people who are with Joseph.
如果你不是与约瑟在一起，你怎么能够做一个分粮的人？
If you're not with Joseph, then how can you dispense food?
因此我们实在盼望主在我们当中来兴起一般人。
Therefore, we truly desire that God can raise up a group of people
愿意来到主的面前
who's willing to come before the Lord
在这里来做一个分粮的人
and here to become a person who dispenses God's food
好叫神的儿女神的众百姓神的羊群能够得到饱足
so the children of God will be fed
所以这是好牧人的第二个特点。
This is the second character of a good shepherd.
就是好牧人乃是喂养他的羊群。
That is a good shepherd will feed his flock.
我们再往下看。
We continue.
23篇的第三节。
Psalm 23 verse 3.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
好牧人乃是引导他的羊群。
A good shepherd will guide his sheep.
以赛亚书53章第6节说，我们都如羊走迷。
Isaiah 53 verse 6 tells us that we are like sheep that has gone astray.
个人偏行己路。
And each of us has turned to his own way.
弟兄姊妹们，羊有一个特性。
One sister, there is a character with sheep.
羊的特性就是容易走迷。
And that is, it's very easy for us to go astray.
这是很特别的一件事。
This is a very interesting thing.
就是连一个小蚂蚁哈， 它都不会走迷。
Even a small ant will not be lost.
你有没有看过蚂蚁走迷啊？
Have you ever seen an ant that has lost its way?
那个蚂蚁呢，它总会慢慢找回家的。
The ant will always eventually find his way home.
虽然是这么小的一个蚂蚁。
Even though it's so small.
神就给它一个能力呢，它能够找回家。
But God has granted this ant the ability to find home.
那为什么这么大的一只羊不能够找回家？
Why such large animal as a sheep, it cannot find its way home?
我想神创造羊的时候就特别这样创造。
I think that God purposely created sheep this way.
特别把这个羊创造成这个样子呢，他就没有办法找回家。
He created sheep so the sheep has no ability to find its way home.
好让我们能够从羊的身上看见我们人的光景。
So that we can understand our own condition through the sheep.
我们人虽然超过那个蚂蚁。
Although we as men are way above the ant.
我们好像也超过那个羊群。
But we supersede the sheep.
但是我们跟羊有同样一个共同性。
But we have one commonality.
就是我们会走迷。
That is, we are very easily to be lost.
今天早上我们来思想，我们人有三种不同的走迷。
This morning we consider there are three ways that we can be lost.
今天在地上的人有三种不同的方法会迷失自己。
There are three methods that cause us to go astray.
我们首先看创世纪十三章。
Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪十三章。
Genesis chapter 13.
第十节。
Verse 10.
创世纪十三章第十节。
Genesis 13 chapter verse 10.
这里讲到亚伯拉罕和罗德的那个故事。
Here it tells us the story of Abraham and Lot.
叫做罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，知道索尔都是滋润的。那地在耶和华位面索多玛俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。
And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the valley of Jordan, that is, was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go to Zoar.
罗德是一个走迷的人。
Lot was a person who had gone astray.
罗德为什么迷失了呢？
Why was he lost?
因为他看耶和华的园子又好像是埃及地。
Because he saw the garden of the Lord, it was as the land of Egypt.
他在约翰在耶和华的园子里面呢，他好像看到埃及地。
When he was in the garden of the Lord, he can also see Egypt.
他在埃及地里面呢，也可以找到耶和华的园子。
When he was staying in the land of Egypt, he can also find the garden of the Lord.
耶和华的园子是神，是属神的。
The garden of the Lord belongs to God.
这个埃及地是属世的。
And the Egypt belongs to this world.
这个罗德就把属神的和属世的他就分不清楚了。
Yet Lord cannot distinguish what is belonging to Lord and what is belong to this world.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们今天的光景。
But sister, this is our condition today.
我们常常在这个物质的世界里面失迷了。
We're often lost in this materialistic world.
我们觉得这个埃及地也好像耶和华的园。
We felt that this land of Egypt is just like the garden of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是一个危险的事。
But sister, this is a dangerous situation.
今天人何等容易迷失在这个世界。
It is so easy for us to be lost in this world today.
我们比这个羊，说实话还更容易迷失。
In reality, we are more easily lost than the sheep.
我们常常在主的面前得到他的话语的时候，我们里面就向着耶和华的园子。
Many times as we receive the words from God, our heart turned to the garden of the Lord.
等到我们回到世界里面的时候，我们的心又转向了世界。
But as we go back to this world, our heart also turned back to the world.
因此我们的心在我们的里面就摇摇摆摆。
And therefore our hearts turn back and forth within us.
有的时候向着耶和华的园子。
Sometimes we are facing the garden of the Lord.
有的时候向着那个埃及地。
Sometimes we turn back to Egypt.
我们的心向往耶和华的园子。
Sometimes we go back to the land, the garden of the Lord.
同时我们的心又留恋这个埃及地。
At the same time we miss the land of Egypt.
我们就在这两个之间，我们取舍很困难。
We are in these two places, we cannot give up one or the other.
这就是罗德的故事。
This is the story of Lot.
这也是你我的故事。
This is also you and I story.
我们人就在这个物质的世界的里面，我们走迷了。
We are often gone astray in this materialistic world.
我们好像如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
We have gone each gone according to his own way.
这是头一种的走迷。
This is the first kind of going astray.
迷失在物质的世界的里面。
We are lost in this materialistic world.
我们再来思想另外一个人。
We look at the second person.
这个人就是旧约的扫罗。
And this is the Saul of Old Testament.
扫罗也是一个迷失的。
Saul was also a man who was lost.
扫罗迷失的实在太厉害。
And he was totally lost.
迷失到一个地步，最后呢，他甚至去交鬼。
He was so lost that at the end he even consorted the mediums.
怎么会一开始是圣灵所高的一个人，到最后去交鬼呢？
How can a man who was anointed by the Holy Spirit in the beginning, at the end he went to the devil? After David had killed Goliath,
那个大卫呢，就回到城里面。
David returned to the city.
城里面就有妇女呢，就唱一首歌。
And there were women in the city, they were singing a song.
那首歌呢，就说呢，保罗杀死千千，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
And the song goes like this, that Saul has killed thousands of thousands, but David had killed tens of thousands.
当扫罗听到这一句话里面，他的里面就对大卫开始嫉妒。
When Saul heard the song, he has this jealousy against David.
从那一天开始
，From that day on，
扫罗就走迷了。
Saul was lost。
扫罗从来没有从这一次的迷失里面回转过来。
Saul has never turned back from this going astray。
扫罗迷失在什么地方
？Where was he lost？
扫罗迷失在自己的世界的里面。
Saul had gone astray in his own self world。
弟兄姊妹。今天好多好多的人
But sister, there are so many people today.
迷失在自己的世界。
They are lost within their own self world.
他们以自己的想法来衡量一切的事。
They use their own thoughts to measure everything.
甚至属灵的事也用自己的想法去衡量。
Even concerning spiritual things, they measure with their own world.
就迷失在他们自己的世界。
And they have gone astray in their self world.
实在是非常可惜的一件事。
It is such a pitiful thing.
像扫罗这样有恩赐的一个人。
A gifted man like Saul.
扫罗实在是有恩赐。
He truly was a gifted man.
他实在是一个君王。
He was a king.
他不但是君王，他还是先知。
Not only a king, he is also a prophet.
因为神的恩膏在他的身上，他就能说预言。
Because when the anointing spirit of God comes upon him, he can prophesy.
在旧约里面有三种不同的职事，一个就是君王，一个就是先知，一个就是祭司。
In the Old Testament, there are three different ministries. One is the king, the prophets, and the priest.
这个扫罗有恩赐到一个程度，他已经是君王，而他又是先知。
And Saul was so gifted that he is both a king and a prophet.
因此，他就迷失在他的自己的里面，到有一天，他要做祭司。
Therefore, he was so lost within himself that one day he wanted to be a priest.
但是神没有让他做祭司。
But God did not allow him to become a priest.
因此，当他献祭的那一天，主的手就开始在他的身上。
The day he made a sacrifice before the Lord's hand was upon him.
保罗完全迷失在自己的里面。
Saul was totally lost in his own world.
他只是看见神在他身上的恩典。
He only see the blessings that God has given him.
他看见神在他身上恩膏。
He sees the anointing which God has blessed him with.
他就没有看见神在大卫身上的恩膏，在大卫身上的恩典。
He did not see the blessing and anointing which God has placed upon David.
何等悲哀的一件事。
Such pitiful thing.
扫罗就走迷在他自己的一个世界。
Saul has gone astray in his own world.
在新约里面，我们也有一个扫罗。
In the New Testament, we also have another Saul.
这个扫罗在没有遇见主的时候，也是一个迷失的人。
And before this Saul met the Lord, he was also a lost man.
他迷失的何等的厉害。
And he was totally lost.
他迷失到一个程度，他亲自用他的手来逼迫他所爱的神。
He was so completely lost that he used his own hands to persecute the God that he was serving.
好像不太可能，对不对？
It seems like this is impossible.
你可能这么样爱主。
For a person who loves the Lord so much.
很少当时的人像这个扫罗这么爱主。
There were not many men in the past like Saul who loves the Lord so much.
但是他却成为当时来迫害主最厉害的一个人。
Yet he was the one that persecuted God the most.
这个扫罗怎么会迷失到这样的一个程度？
How can Saul be so lost like this?
因为他是迷失在一个宗教的世界的。
It's because he had gone astray in a religious world.
这是仇敌在这个地上所做的一件事。
This is what a devil would do in this world.
很多神的羊群没有迷失在世界的里面。
Many children of God would not be lost in this world.
也没有迷失在自己的里面。
They would not be lost in themselves.
但最后迷失在宗教的世界里面。
But many are lost in the religious world.
他们的心实在是爱神。
Their heart truly loves God.
他们的心实在是愿意服侍神。
And they also want to serve the Lord.
但是他们做最后呢，成为逼迫神。
But finally, they become people who persecute God.
他们最后呢，他们所做的跟神的心意是违背的。
At the end, they do things that is totally against God's will.
这是仇敌所使用的三件事。
This is the three things that Satan will use.
他用世界来迷惑我们。
He will use this world to confuse us.
他用我们的自己来霸占我们。
He will use ourselves to occupy us.
还有许许多多似是而非的那个宗教思想来迷惑我们。
He uses many religious thoughts to confuse us.
但是我们感谢神，神说他要引导我们来走义路。
But we thank the Lord because He promised that He will guide us in the path of righteousness.
我们读耶利米书第五十章。
We turn to Jeremiah chapter 50.
耶利米书第五十章第六节。
Jeremiah 50 verse 6.
所以说我的百姓做了迷失的羊，牧人使他们走岔路，使他们转到山上，他们从大山走到小山，竟忘了安歇之处。
My people have become lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have made them turn aside on the mountains. They have gone along from mountain to hill and have forgotten their resting place.
今天神的儿女常常落在这种光景的里面。
Today, many children of God have fallen into this predicament.
好像是迷失的羊，他们走了岔路。
They are like lost sheep who has gone astray.
就有人使他们转到山上。
Some will turn them on the mountains.
他们从大山就走到小山。
And from mountains they will go to the hills.
在这个山上，他们认为这是主的心意。
On this mountain they say that this is God's will.
然后他们发现不是，他们又走到另外一个山上。
And when they discover this is not so, they will turn to another mountain.
因此他们的生命里面就是从这一山到那一山。
And in their lives, they just walk from this mountain to the next mountain.
到了一个程度，圣经上说他们忘了安歇之处。
To the point, the Bible tells us that they have forgotten their resting place.
感谢神，神说我要使你躺卧在青草地。
We thank the Lord because He said that He would make us lie at the quiet waters.
我们这些人不愿意躺卧。
We don't like to lie down.
很奇怪的一件事，我们人有一件事我们很不容易做，就是躺卧。
And there's one thing it's difficult for us to do, that is just to lie down.
我们喜欢从这一山到那一山。
We like to walk from one mountain to the next.
我们忘记了一个安歇之处。
We have forgotten the resting place.
但是感谢神，是牧人他使我们躺卧在青草地上。
But we thank the Lord, it is this good shepherd that makes us lie down in the green pasture.
有一天在我们最饥饿的时候，我们就遇到了这个牧人。
One day when we are so hungry, we have encountered the shepherd.
就在我们最迷失的时候，我们就遇到了这个牧人。
One day when we are so lost, we have found the shepherd.
在他的恩典的里面，他把我们躺卧在青草地上。
In His grace, He makes us lie down in green pastures.
领我们在可安歇的水边。
And He leads us beside quiet waters.
我们感谢神，若不是有这样一个牧人。
We thank God without this good shepherd.
不知道我们今天迷失在什么地方。
We will know where we will be.
我们的主怎么样引导我们？
How does our God guide us?
诗篇二十三篇说他用他的杖他的竿来引导我们。
Psalm 23 tells us that with his rod and staff, he guides us.
我们的神实在常常在环境里面掀起一些事来引导我们。
In our environment, he often causes things to happen in order to guide us.
因此在我们的生活里面不是许多事都是顺利的。
In our life, it is not always smooth.
有的时候神允许一些事情引导我们。
Sometimes God allows certain things to happen to us.
那是因为我们走迷了。
It is because we have gone astray.
那是因为我们走差了。
It is because we have gone to the wrong way.
因此神的竿就来领导我们。
Therefore, His rod comes and guides us.
那个目的是要我们回到他的面前。
The purpose is so that we can turn back to Him.
要让我们回到那个青草地。
That we can return to the green pastures.
要回到那个溪水边。
And we can return to the quiet waters.
因此神常常用荆棘来阻挡我们的道路。
Many times God will set up the path of thorns to stop us.
因此如果我们认识神的话，当我们碰到有荆棘阻挡我们的道路，我们的里面就感谢神。
If we know God and we encounter the hedge of thorns, then we will thank God.
我们就不会用脚去踢那个荆棘。
We will not use our feet to kick.The hedge of thorn.
因为我们知道这是神用他的杖他的竿来引导我们。
Because we know that God has used his rod and his staff to guide us.
神还用什么来引导我们呢？
What else does God use to guide us?
在约翰福音第十章说，他说羊能够听到我的声音。
John chapter 10 tells us that the sheep can hear my voice.
今天神乃是用他的声音来引导我们。
Today God uses his voice to guide us.
我们怎么样来顺服这样的一个声音？
How do we follow this voice?
我们读约翰一书。
We turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
27节。
Verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And as for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
这个是主的声音。
This is the voice of God.
主的声音在我们里面就像恩膏一样。
His voice is like the anointing within us.
我很喜欢这圣经里面一句话，他说是真的，不是假。
I really like this phrase that says it is true and it's not a lie.
弟兄们，讲到顺服的恩膏哈，这件事情很难讲清楚。
But sister, it's difficult to explain clearly about being obedient to the anointing.
但是呢，如果你有这样的经历的话呢，你就懂。
But if you have this experience, then you will understand.
如果你没有这样的经历呢，怎么讲呢都很难了解。
Without the experience, no matter how we describe to you and explain to you, you will not understand.
因为这不是道理。
Because this is not just a teaching.
这是真的不是假的。
This is true, it's not a lie.
但是不是道理。
But it's not a teaching.
那怎么讲呢？
So how do you talk about it?
所以只能告诉你这真的不是假的。
So all I can do is telling you this is true and it's not a lie.
我自己讲一点我所学习的。
I give you a little bit of what I have learned.
好让大家觉得这不是很抽象。
So that you would not think this is something abstract.
在1982年的时候，那个时候我需要换工作。
In 1982, I had to change my job.
那个是那个客观的环境，我需要换一个工作。
I must change a job.
那很简单嘛，换工作就是找工作，这我们都会。
Very simply speaking, change job meaning that I had to look for a new job, and every one of us knows how to do that.
然后呢，也就很快就找到一个工作。
And very soon, I did find a job.
我也很喜欢这个工作。
And I also loved the job very much.
那这个工作呢，是在很远很远的地方，离开这里很远很远的地方。
But the place of work was very far from here.
我也去过那里，我觉得那里很好。
I visited there and I find it a very nice place.
我觉得那里真的比休斯顿好多了。
I think that place is much better than Houston.
所以我心里面很想去。
And so in my heart, I truly wanted to go.
我觉得这个事情是非常的好。我需要一个工作，我也找一个工作，我也找到一个工作，我也很喜欢去那里。
And I felt this is very logical. I need a job. I found a job and I like the job and then I like to move there.
所以我就决定要去。
So I made up my mind that I would leave.
但是我决定要去以后啊， 里面就是觉得很不对。
But after I made up my mind that I would leave, I felt something wrong within me.
那种不能解释。
I cannot explain the feeling.
为什么不对？
Why is it wrong?
我需要一个工作。
I need a job.
主也给我安排一个工作。
And God has found a job for me.
又是我喜欢去的工作。
It is also a job that I like.
也是我喜欢去的地方。
Also a place I like to live.
没有这么热的。
It is not as hot as Houston.
但是我不能解释啊，里面很难过。
But I cannot explain the sorrow that was in my heart.
我不能解释，但我说是真的，不是假的。
I cannot explain to you, but I know it's true and it's not a lie.
我想不出任何一个原因不要去。
I cannot give myself any other reason that
I should not go to
this job. 我
说的原因都是要去的。
Every reason I can think of points me to go to that job.
甚至到一个程度，我都答应他我要去了。
To the point that I even agree that I will take the job.
就是我里面过不去。
But somehow in my heart I cannot go get over this.
我不就是不没办法过去。
I cannot get over this decision.
整天就很难过。
And all day long it was difficult for me.
我很不了解，我说为什么会这样。
I do not understand. I say, why is it like this?
为什么我会有这种一种感觉？
Why do I have this feeling in my heart?
这不能解释的。
This feeling which cannot be explained.
这超过我自己思想的一个能力，为什么会有这种现象？
A feeling that is beyond my understanding.
我就觉得主为什么不给别人这种感觉？
So I asked the Lord, why didn't you give other people this such kind of feeling?
我看很多人也就让主就走了嘛。
I see many people, they want to leave, they just pick up and left.
也很好啊。
And they are very well off.
为什么你今天对我这样？
Why did you treat me this way?
我没有办法去，我告诉你，我没有办法去。
Honestly speaking, I cannot go.
没办法，没有，就是没有办法去。
I just couldn't go.
后来我想这是主在我身上的带领。
Later on, I realized this was God's guidance in my life.
这是恩膏的一种教训的表现。
This is an example of teaching of the anointing.
是没有办法解释。
It's something which you cannot explain.
但是非常的真。
But it is very real.
是真的不是假的。
It is true and it's not a lie.
所以约翰也只能这样讲。
So John can only tell us this way.
他讲了半天，他说是真的，不是假。
He talked about so many things. Finally, he just said it's true and it's not a lie.
弟兄姊妹，今天你也只能相信我。
But sister, today you can only believe in me.
这恩膏的教训是真的，不是假的。
I tell you that the teaching of the anointing is true. It's not a lie.
等到有一天呢，主把这个教训给你的时候，你就知道了。
Until one day God gave you this teaching of anointing, then you will understand.
那时候我们再来交通。
At that time we shall fellowship.
我们就发现这恩膏呢的教训是真的，不是假的。
And we discover that the teaching of the anointing is true, it's not a lie.
我们的神是这样的引导我。
This is how our God guides us.
主不要让人引导我们。
The Lord doesn't want other people to lead us.
主不用让其他的教训来引导我们。
He doesn't want to use teachings to lead us.
因为我们今天从最小的到最大的，我们都认识神。
Because today, from the youngest to the oldest, we all know
God. 我们都能够听到牧羊的声音。
We can all hear His voice.
不管你在主的面前的年龄是多小。
No matter how many years you have in the Lord.
就是你上个礼拜刚刚受浸。
Even if you just baptized last Sunday.
弟兄姊妹，那个恩膏的教训就在你的身上。
Brothers and sisters, the teaching of anointing is upon you.
反而是刚刚受浸的人更容易经历这个恩膏的教训。
And those people who are newer in Christ can experience more easily this teaching of anointing.
这个恩膏的教训何等的宝贵。
This teaching of the anointing is so precious.
今天这个世界的引诱在我们的周围。
Today the world tempts us, is all around us.
今天我们的自己的捆绑在我们的周围。
Today we have so much a bondage that entangles us.
今天有许多各样的教训在我们的周围。
And there are so many other teachings around us.
弟兄姊妹，你不需要成为神学博士来知道说哪一个教训是真的是假的。
Friends, sister, you do not have to get a PhD degree in theology to determine what is true and what is wrong.
你这里面有一个恩膏的教训。
Because you have anointing within you.
在神的百姓里面，那些有些从来不认识字的那些老年的妇女。
In God's children, there are some who can not even read.
你如果把那个奇奇怪怪的教训跟他讲的话，他知道是不对的。
But if you tell them about strange teaching, they will know it is not the truth.
他圣经也没有读过。
They don't know how to read the Bible.
他字也不认识。
They don't know how to even read.
你跟他讲一个道理，他里面知道 这个是不对的。
But if you teach her something, she wouldn't be able to discern this is not right.
因为他们有恩膏的浇灌在他们。
Because they have the anointing within them.
今天我们在主的面前，我们来跟随主，我们要学习听恩膏的浇灌。
Today, as we follow the Lord, we need to learn to listen to the teaching of the anointing.
我们不要跟从一个人。
Do not follow a certain man.
我们也不是跟从一种说法。
Do not follow a certain kind of saying.
我们也不是跟从一种做法。
Do not follow a method.
我们乃是听我们里面那个细小的声音。
But we follow the small voice that rests within us.
当我们这样操练的时候
，When we exercise this way,
我们就知道怎么样来跟随主。
We will know how to follow the Lord.
我相信许多的弟兄姊妹都有一个问题说，在实行上好像很难知道。
I know many of you probably will have the question about that this is truly difficult to work.
但是主在罗马书十二章第一节、第二节给我们一条路。
But in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, God has given us the way.
那里讲到我们这个心意要更新而变化。
And there it tells us that our mind shall be regenerated and transformed.
当我们心意更新而变化以后，我们就知道神的旨意。
When our minds have been transformed by the renewal of our mind, then we will know what is God's will.
为什么我们听不到主的声音？
How come we cannot hear God's voice?
因为我们的心思陈旧。
It's because our minds are old.
我们的心思没有被更新。
Our minds have not been renewed.
怎么样能够让我们的心思每天这样更新呢？
How can we renew our mind daily?
要把我们自己的身体献上当作活祭。
We must present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹，这是一条路。
Brother and sister, this is the way.
如果你想知道神的心意，
If you want to know God's will,
如果你想明白神在你身上的带领，
If you want to know God's guidance in your life,
你需要把自己先献上当作活祭。
You must first present your body as a living sacrifice.
如果你把自己献上当作活祭，
If you present yourself as a living sacrifice,
你的心意就被更新了。
Then your mind will be renewed.
好像帕子在我们的眼睛里面被除去一样。
It's like the veil that covers your eye has been removed.
我们在神的面前就能够听到他的声音。
And we can hear his voice before God.
这个恩膏的教训就要在我们的身上。
And this teaching of the anointing shall abide within us.
好牧人乃是引导他的羊群。
A good shepherd guides his sheep.
我们实在感谢神，我们有这样一个好牧人。
We truly thank the Lord that we have this good shepherd.
他不但来寻找我们。
He will come seek for us.
他不但来拯救我们。
He will come and save us.
他也来喂养我们。
He also feeds us.
早上我们在这里擘饼纪念主的时候。
This morning as we break bread together to remember him.
我们看见主的身体和主的血分开了。
We see that his body and his blood were separated.
当肉和血分开了以后，就代表这里有死。
When the body and the blood is separated, it represents there is death here.
为了要来喂养我们，我们的好牧人就喂养舍命。
In order to feed us, the good shepherd sacrificed his life for us.
主说：“我不去，保惠师就不来。”
Jesus said, if I do not go, then the Comforter will not come.
如果主不上十字架，圣灵就不能降下。
If the Lord will not be crucified, then the Holy Spirit cannot come.
今天我们之所以能够活在恩膏的教训的里面，那是因为基督上了十字架。
Today we can live in this teaching of anointing is because Christ has been crucified.
那是因为好牧人为我们舍命。
Because he has laid down his life for us.
有哪一个牧人是喂养神？
Will there be any shepherd that lay down his life for the sheep?
地上的牧人不过是要从羊得好处。
And the earthly shepherd only wants to gain benefits from their sheep.
那是我们的牧人，那是为我们舍命。
But our shepherd has laid down his life for us.
为了要来喂养我们。
In order that we can be fed.
为了要来引导我们。
So that we can be, so that he can guide us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们常常坐在主桌子面前的时候，不知道你有没有想过这个问题。
And sister, as we often sat before his table, I don't know if you consider these things.
我是常常想这个问题。
I often consider this.
我是坐在主的桌子面前，我就想主为什么这么爱我。
Every time I sat before his table, I always wonder why he loves me so much.
我想不通啊。
I cannot understand.
主怎么会这么爱我？
Why does he love me so much?
哪位弟兄姊妹想通了？主为什么这么爱我？
Has anyone comprehend and know why he loves us so much?
为什么这个好牧人要喂养死？
Why this good shepherd must lay down his life for us?
为什么他这样的喂养我们？
Why does he feed us and provide to us?
为什么他这样的引导我们？
Why does he guide us?
昨天我看到一节经节，我稍微有一点开启。
Yesterday I discovered a verse which made me understand a little bit better.
在创世纪四十八章。
In Genesis 48.
创世纪四十八章第二十二节。
Genesis 48 verse 22.
这里是雅各对约瑟所说的话。
This is what Jacob told Joseph.
我从二十一节开始念。以色列又对约瑟说，我要死了，但神必与你们同在，领你们回到你列祖之地。
I will read from verse 21. Then Israel said to Joseph, Behold, I am about to die, but God will be with you and bring you back to the land of your fathers.
并且我从前用弓用刀从亚摩利人手中夺的那块地我都赐给你，使你比众弟兄多得一份。
And I gave you one portion more than your brothers, which I took from the land of the Amorites with my sword and my bow.
约瑟是雅各心里面可以说是最爱的一个儿子。
And Joseph was the most beloved son of Jacob.
我们可以从雅各的反应，我们知道他何等的爱他的儿子约瑟。
From Jacob's words, we can tell that how much he loves Joseph.
我想在地上可以说雅各没有其他的事物是超过约瑟。
And we can safely say that there is no other love in Jacob's life that is more than Joseph.
因此他最后要离去的时候，他跟约瑟讲一句话，他要把一块地来给约瑟。
Therefore, when he was about to die, he told Joseph that he wants to give Joseph a land.
而这一块地呢，是他从前用弓、用刀从亚摩利人手中所夺的那一块地。
And this land was the land that he took from the hand of the Amorites with his sword and his bow.
这一块地呢，在雅各所有的产业的里面，是他最宝贵的一块地。
And this land was the one that he treasured most in all his possessions.
雅各有很多地啊，为什么特别宝贝这一块地？
Jacob possessed many lands. Why does he treasure this one more than others?
因为这块地是他用弓用刀去夺下来的。
It's because he had took this land from the hand of Amorites with his sword and his bow.
这块地呢，是他用他的命去换来的。
This is the land which he exchanged with his life.
因此这是他里面最宝贝的那一块地。
Therefore, this land becomes the one that is most precious to him.
今天你我都是神用弓用刀去夺回来的。
Today, you and I have been taken back from the Lord with his sword and his bow.
是神用他的性命买赎回来。
He has used his life to redeem us.
因此神看我们是这样的宝贝。
Therefore, he treasures us so much.
我们是不是能够体会神爱我们的心？
Can we understand how he loves us?
当我们坐在主的杯子的饼杯的面前的时候，
As we sat before the table,
我们看见这里有那个经过弓和刀的那个记号。
We see the mark of the sword and the bow.
经过刀和经过弓，我们的主的肉和血就分开了。
And because by going through the sword and the bow, that his body and blood are separated.
今天我们才能够聚集在他的周围。
And today we're able to sit around his table.
我们能够在他的手中得到这个地。
And we can receive this land from his hand.
我们能够得到这个产业。
We can receive this inheritance.
我们能够被称作他的儿子。
We can be called his sons.
我们能够享受他家里面一切的丰富。
And we can enjoy all the riches in his household.
今天我们只要能够来到我们的主的面前。
Today when we come before the Lord,
在这里有一切属灵的丰富。
Here there is this, all the riches, all the spiritual richness.
再也不需要在饥荒的日子里面在那里失去安息。
We don't have to lose peace because of a hunger.
我们可以在神的家的里面享受他的安息。
But in his household, we can enjoy peace and rest.
这是我们的好牧人。
This is our good shepherd.
我们的好牧人把我们当作他自己的财
产。Our good shepherd takes us as his very own possession.
这个好牧人天天来喂养我们。
And he feeds us daily.
我们的好牧人乃是引导他的羊群。
Our good shepherd also guides his sheep.
甚至为羊群舍命。
He even laid down his life for his sheep.
我们对这样的一个好牧人我们如何？
And for such a good shepherd, what do we do to him?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank and praise you for your grace.
因为你实在是那个好牧人。
Because you are truly the good shepherd.
你实在在我们迷失的时候来寻找我们。
When we were lost, you have come to look for us.
在我们饥饿的时候来喂养我们。
When we were hungry, you have come to feed us.
在我们疾病的时候你医治我们。
When we are sick, you have come to heal us.
今天我们坐在你的脚前，我们里头实在有说不出来的感恩。
Today, as we sat before your feet, we are full with gratitude.
早上我们实在求主，看我们把我们的心中的眼睛能够打开。
This morning, we ask you to open our inner eyes.
看见你在圣族中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
To see the glory of the possession you have in the saints.
看见你在圣族里面你的盼望是何等的好。
To see that your hope in the saints is so great.
让我们的心受到激励。
And our hearts can all be encouraged.
我们可以起来做一个跟随主的。
We will rise up to be people that follows you.
我们起来来顺从恩膏在我们身上的教训。
We rise up to be obedient to the teaching of the anointing.
我们起来顺服你的杖你的竿在我们身上的引导。
And we rise up to follow the guidance from your rod and your staff.
我们要起来做一个分粮的人。
We want to rise up to be one that can dispense its food.
我们实在谢谢你实在有恩典在我们的当中。
We thank you that you truly have grace among us.
常常与我们同在。
You're often with us.
我们祷告感谢是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and thank in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.